The basketball postseason is just around the corner, and a very familiar name swims to the top at the Upper Peninsula Finals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The boys' basketball brackets were released on Sunday, as the MHSAA boys' basketball tournament is set to start on Monday, February 26th. In each district, the top two teams, according to NPR, were placed on opposite sides of the draw, and the remaining teams were placed according to a random draw. Next Sunday, the 25th, the girls' bracket will be released. It's done the same way, with the top two teams in each district going on opposite sides of the bracket. And the girls' tournament begins March 4th. A great majority of tournament games will be available on the NFHS Network. Just go to nfhsnetwork.com to search for your team's games. The finals for both the girls and boys will air live on Bally Sports Detroit. The boys' finals are Saturday, March 16th, with the girls 1 week later on March 23rd. Remember, the boys' tournament is first this year. Semifinals and finals will be played at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. The defending champs on the boys' side are Detroit Cass Tech in D1, Ferndale in Division 2, Flint Beecher in Division 3, and Munising in D4. On the girls' side, it was Rockford in Division 1, Lansing Catholic in D2, Hemlock in Division 3, and Maple City Glen Lake in Division 4. For scores, updated brackets, and game times, please be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Mattawan's Noah Van Lanningham. He scored a school record 40 in a game against Holt, making 9 triples in the process. The 40 points put him over 1,000 career points and made him Mattawan's all-time leading scorer. Mason County Eastern's Clay Shoup. Clay poured in 55 points in a win over Manistee Catholic, breaking the school's single-game record. And to both the boys' and girls' bowling teams at Bay City John Glenn, each captured their 4th straight Bay County Championship.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
We're on the basketball court today, where a player fires up a shot that fails to make it to the basket. An air ball. But if he's able to catch the ball before anyone else touches it, is this a traveling violation? If not, what is the player able to do now? It is not traveling as long as the referee judges the first release of the ball as a shot attempt. After catching the shot, it's treated the same as grabbing an offensive rebound that hit the rim. The player can now restart his dribble, pass the ball, or shoot again. A shot attempt is a shot attempt, regardless of it hitting the rim or backboard.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. With most winter sports just starting the postseason, there is one that's already in the record books. The UP Swimming and Diving held its finals at Marquette over the weekend, and the host school won titles on both the boys' and girls' side. The girls brought home their 5th title in 6 years and 28th overall. They finished first in 4 individual and 2 relay events. Grace Sobchak was a part of 4 of those wins. She was fastest in the 200-yard individual medley, the 500 freestyle, and was on the 200 medley and 400 freestyle relay teams. Gladstone was second, Ishpeming Westwood third. For the boys, similar story. Marquette finished first in 3 individual events and all 3 relays. It's their 5th straight title and 31st overall. Junior Trevor Crandall won the 50-yard freestyle and was on the winning 200 medley and 400 freestyle relay teams. Houghton finished second, Gladstone was third. For complete coverage from the pool and Marquette, be sure to go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.